Egypt has been through months of political turmoil since the army toppled President Mohamed Morsi in June, with more than 1,000 killed and 20,000 detained in the country's prisons. Psychiatrists say the violence and uncertainty about the future is affecting the mental health of ordinary Egyptians as well as activists.
Seeing people shot at with live ammunition.
Accountant Mohamed Abassa, a father of three daughters, says he's still struggling to overcome the depression that struck him last year when the violence erupted.
I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to even search for a job because I needed one, but I was not in a mood to have some interviews and take the stress of being interviewed and accepted or not accepted by someone. Didn't want to do anything, you know. I shut down the television because I felt that it exacerbates my mood.
Everything is bad.
Psychiatrist Ahmed Abdallah has seen a change in his practice. He says the political turmoil and Egypt's economic deterioration are causing depression, severe anxiety, and traumatic stress disorders. But there are no reliable numbers of those struggling with mental health problems, and he thinks many people are suffering without help.
The problem is the majority of people who are suffering, they don't go to receive care.
He says a lack of treatment can have serious long-term consequences.
Generally speaking, when you are stressed or under oppression, some of oppressed, they go to suicide. Some of them are more violence, to be armed, to have something like armed resistance for the regime. And some just, maybe the majority, are withdrawn and isolated and just dead with their life.
We're pushing her to go out of Egypt, actually.
Accountant Mohamed Abassa worries his eldest daughter, Jihad, is in the grip of depression and says she's no longer the carefree girl she once was.
I feel depressed, but I also feel so guilty about what's happening to people that... Because what's happening to me is obviously not as bad as what's happening to my friends. You know, I have friends whose husbands are, like, you know, in prison and, like, whose brothers died.
Neither father nor daughter has sought therapy. Arab culture sometimes frowns on counseling. With many Egyptians suffering without therapy, 3 years of revolution and counter-revolution are exacting a heavy price on Egypt's mental health. Jamie Detmer, VOA News, Cairo.
See people dancing here and people being killed over there. And this makes the situation even worse.